It's straight up at 10 o'clock, and welcome to the program as we do each and every Friday here. At 10 o'clock, we speak with Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, to get an update on all things happening here in Laguna. Captain Johnson, thank you for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning and happy Friday, and thank you for having me.
Happy Friday to you as well. How are you doing today? Are we all staying healthy?
We are all staying healthy. I'm doing well. I'm very grateful for this very nice weather we've been having lately, and I'm staying healthy.
Good, good. And we're all grateful and enjoying the beaches and the new hours at the beaches. So we've got it all day. We've got it until 10 p.m. on weekdays. And then we're open 6 a.m. still till noon now on weekends?
That is correct. 6 a.m. to noon on weekends.
Okay. And the enforcement of the noon closure, or that'll go as you used to enforce the 10 a.m. closures here when we were doing that, right?
Yes. Our marine safety personnel driving on the beach and making announcements for everyone to exit the water and exit the beach for the day.
Okay. And though the trails are still open, there's still a closed trail. Is that correct?
Yes. All the trailheads have been opened within the city except for Alta Laguna, which is open during the day from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Right now during the week. We've opened that trailhead access.
Okay. Okay. Now, I've been hearing a buzz on social media that a few local businesses plan on opening up, disregarding the governor's directive. Is that something that Laguna Beach Police Department enforces?
Well, we certainly will get involved. We don't really want to have to provide any real enforcement with something like that. We want to provide education. We want to be in partnership with the community. Right. But at the end of the day, violations of the governor's order are within the purview of the police department.
Okay. So if in fact, a citizen knows of a business, do they call the police department or do they call or code enforcement or who do they call within the city?
They can call either. They can call either or both. They can call the police department and they can call code enforcement.
Okay.
I've had a number of conversations with local business owners in the city about the reopening timeline for their type of business, and I'll continue to engage in those conversations. But if you see a business that is open that you don't believe should be open, you can always call the police department.
Okay. All right. And I'm curious about April's crime statistics. Have those come out yet?
Yes, I do have crime statistics for April.
Okay, fantastic. I'm curious as to how much in the entirety the percentage of crime has dropped overall, but I'm really curious as to the percentage drop of DUIs since the bar has been closed.
Well, so for the period we compared March to May of 2019, from March to May of 2020, for an apples to apples comparison, right. And in that period in 2019, March to May, we had 148 DUI arrests. And that two-month period.
Okay.
From March to May of this year, we had 41 arrests. That's a decline of 72% in DUI arrests over that two-month period.
That's a substantial drop.
Yes.
Okay. And other crime over that period, overall, has crime dropped substantially that big a percentage?
Overall, crime is down significantly since the stay-at-home order has been in place. We do see every now and then these spikes of crimes of opportunity when people visit the trails and they leave their handbags or backpacks in their car in a visible area. We've seen some burglary theft from motor vehicles on residential streets as well. From time to time during this period of time while we've been staying at home, we've seen those crimes of opportunity happen every now and then when we become lax in our habits and we leave things available for someone to see and steal.
Right. Now, I asked you last week if you'd had a chance yet to utilize and take advantage of the beaches being opened by jogging. Have you done that yet?
I have not, but good news, I have plans tomorrow to go paddleboarding.
Oh, nice.
I'm very excited. That's been really the thing I've wanted to do is paddleboard because I'm kind of nursing a hip injury, so running right now I'm doing it, but it's a struggle. But paddleboarding, I get a lot of pleasure from that. So I'm very excited about going tomorrow morning to paddleboard.
Yeah. It'll be a perfect day for it, I really appreciate you coming on, and I really appreciate your service to our community. Anything you want to tell the listeners before we head out?
I just want to say thank you. We have continued to work with the community about their businesses reopening, about social distancing issues, and everyone has been so very wonderful. And I just want to say thank you to the community for their cooperation. This is a team effort. Everything we do in Laguna Beach, we have to do as a team to work for us all. The more that we row the boat in the same direction, the further we get. So I'm just very, very grateful for the continued cooperation in the community.
Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department. Thank you so very much for your work, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.